The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
As you come in, feel free to comment. Tell us where you are from. This is Single Sue Pray, Pop Up Prayer. I'm going to give you guys some time to come in. I know it's early, but we are back. We are trying to stay committed to prayer on Saturdays. So if you are on, feel free to comment. Good morning. This is Coach Danielle Powell. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. And just want to give a shout out to Singles Who Pray, my family. So blessed to have this community of singles and also other people from all over who are not single, but they love the group and they're empowered by the group. So I'm so blessed to have you guys in the group. Hello, Manasa from East Texas. Yes, Texas is in the house. Thank you so much for tuning in. As you guys come in, feel free to invite someone to the group. We are live in the group and also on YouTube. So I'm just going to give a special welcome to our Singles Who Pray family. If you are tuning in, feel free to join us in the group. I am a content creator for YouVersion, also as Christian life coach. So if you would like coaching, feel free to sign up for a discovery call at daniellepowell.com. All right, guys, as you come in, comment, invite someone to the group so that you can, they have to be invited to the group, and then I will let them in order for them to join the group. All right, so we're not going to be long today, but I have a word for the singles. I'm going to give people more time to come in. This is the pop-up prayer for Singles Who Pray. And if you are on YouTube, welcome, welcome, because we are viewing on YouTube. And if this is your first time viewing, I am Coach Danielle Powell, the founder of Singles Who Pray. We are just doing a pop-up prayer today and just praying and going forth in God. Good morning, Jamie. Hello, everyone. Good morning. I'm going to give you guys some time to come in. I know it's early. But we are going to go forth. And a special shout out to all those who will be listening to the replay on the podcast. So I will be posting on the podcast as well. So as you guys come in, feel free to share and invite someone to the group. Amen. So the topic for today is the process is making you better. The process is making you better. I know many of you are going through a process. It's not easy. It's hard sometimes, but God is with you during this process. As you guys come in, feel free to invite someone to the group. As we go into prayer on today, I'm going to give a quick word and then we are going to pray. Feel free to comment where you are from. Feel free to comment. Please tell me if you guys can hear me as well. If you are on, tell me if you can hear me. All right, so go with me to Philippians 1 and 6. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will be perfect until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jamie. And Jamie is viewing from Charlotte. Hello, hello. as you guys come in, don't be shy. I can't really see the number of people that's in the group. I don't know what's going on with this this system today, but I'm going to put up the comments. But I can't really see who's on. So just comment and I'll display the comment. Tell us where you are from and invite a friend to the group. I will let them in the group. All right, so the topic for today is the process is making you better. If you guys are not too deep, we all remember that popular song by Ne-Yo and Fabolous, You Make Me Better. And I don't know why that song was in my head this past week, but then I don't know, God always put a twist on secular things for me, and God gave me the process is making me better. So I want you to put in the chat, the process is making me better. Many of you are going through a process. It may be different for everyone. Some of you are in the process of singleness. You are in the waiting period. And through the waiting period, God is getting you ready for that kingdom marriage. God is getting you ready for a new season. And sometimes the process is not easy. It's hard. It's frustrating. Let's be real. It's very frustrating because you go through a lot of changes. You have to trust God like never before. You have to just really lean on the Lord because you don't know where this thing is going. Yes, the process is making me better. Yes, Jamie, Manasseh, the process is making me better. And some of you may be going through another process where God is processing you with your character. God is working on your character. God is working on your tone. God is working on how you deal with people. Some of you are being molded as a leader, and that's a heavy process. And many of you are just going through a process for your purpose. God is getting you ready for your purpose. You have scratched the surface, but you're not fully in your purpose. So God is just doing things in you that needs to be done so that you can be truly ready for your destiny. And many of you are carrying great destinies, and God has to get you ready. God is not just going to throw you out there and, you know, seeing you fail. God is processing you for that calling, for that purpose, for that next season of your life. Some of you are in the beginning of it. Some of you are in the middle of it. Some of you are close to ending the process. And sometimes the process is a long life thing. You may go through one process, then you go through another process. We are always growing in our faith. And the process doesn't always feel good. It could be a difficult journey, but through everything that you go through, the Lord is with you. I said it one more time. With everything that you are going through, the Lord is with you. And many of you, through your process, you are growing closer to the Lord. And the process that we go through is a series of events and sometimes experiences, and it shapes us and molds us into the people that God is calling us to be. If we didn't go through anything, there will be no transformation or no growth. And God is not looking for us to be stagnant in this season, whether you are single, whether you are married. God is looking for us to grow as believers. And through the process is how we grow. It strengthens our faith. And some of you right now, you find yourself in a process and you're like, I'm closer to God than I ever was. I'm praying more than I ever prayed in my life. And you may not understand why you're going through what you're going through, but always remember, our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Go with me to Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean in your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Amen. As you come in, this is a pop-up prayer. Feel free to comment and tell us where you are from. Feel free to invite someone to the group. We are talking about the process is making you better. Amen. And God allowed you to go through the process so that you will have a praise, a purpose, and a promise when you are finished. The process is making you better. And there are so many people in the Bible that went through a process. So let's talk about having a praise in the process. Go with me to Acts 16, 25 through 26. Acts 16, 25 through 26. Around midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening, and suddenly there was a massive earthquake. The prisoners were shaking. The prison was shaken to its foundations, and all the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. And I just love the story of Paul and Silas because it shows how praise will change the atmosphere. Really quick about the story of Paul and Silas, they were missionaries who were going throughout, throughout the where they were, spreading the gospel in the city of Philippi. And then this evil slave girl, she was possessed by the spirit, and she was telling people the future, and she was making the owners, her slave owners, money with her gift. So she was using her gift for evil. And we know that a lot of people, they have really great gifts in the world, but sometimes they do use their gifts for evil. So Paul and Silas, they were sent to prison because they stopped the money of this evil owner. And they were thrown in prison. And how many of us can imagine being thrown in prison and not knowing the outcome of this prison? I'm pretty sure Paul and Silas was like, yo, we're going to die in here in this prison. They probably had those thoughts, but I feel like because they allowed the Holy Spirit to work in them during that situation, they was determined not to have a negative mindset. They did not say, oh, we're never getting out. We're going to die in here. They did not say that. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but you shall not die in your process. Let me say that one more time. You shall not die in your process. You shall live through this. I need somebody to put in the comments, I shall live through this. Hallelujah. As you come in, feel free to comment. Tell us where you're from. This is Singles Who Pray Pop-Up Prayer. So write in the comments, I shall live through this. Paul and Silas decided that we are going to give God glory. We're going to give God honor. We're going to just praise and worship while we are in this prison. We don't know when we're getting out. We don't know if they're going to beat us. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're just going to praise God because they truly believe that God was going to get them out of this. And sometimes we have to be like Paul and Silas. We have to put a praise on it because praise and worship does shift the atmosphere. While Paul and Silas was praising God and worshiping the Lord in the prison, an earthquake came and shook the prison's doors open and loosened the prisoner's chains. So that shows right there that praise and worship shifts the atmosphere. So I need you to comment, say in the comment, yes, I shall live through this. Yes, yes, I shall live through this. Amen. I shall live through this. Yes, thank you guys for commenting. I shall live through this. And I want you guys to also say, praise and worship shift the atmosphere. Write that in a comment. Praise and worship shifts the atmosphere. I truly believe because Paul and Silas decided they're not going to have a defeated mindset. They're going to look at their situation, even though their situation was at the end, but they decided that they're going to trust the Lord by putting a praise on it. And I believe that is what opened the prison doors. Amen. Praise and worship shifts the atmosphere. Amen. And your process is purposeful. Let me say that one more time. Your process is purposeful. Go with me to 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Go with me to John 3:16. We all know this popular scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that who believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Amen. Yes, my process is purposeful. Thank you, Paulette. Yes, our process is purposeful. And Jesus had the greatest purpose in the world. His purpose was to come to earth, give this world salvation by dying on the cross for our sins. Jesus was sent by God to fulfill a mission, which was to save humanity from sin, for us to have a relationship with God. Jesus taught us about his love for God. He taught us how to forgive others. He taught us how to love others. And Jesus always showed us the power of God through miracles, through healing, through teaching, so that we can believe in him. And we would not be here today if Jesus didn't die on the cross for our sins. And I'm so glad that Jesus said yes to his purpose. So say in the comment, I am glad that Jesus said yes to purpose. Hallelujah. As you come in, this is a pop-up prayer. Singles who pray, pop-up prayer. I am so glad that Jesus said yes to purpose. And Jesus went through a different processes throughout his life. Before he went to the cross, Jesus went through so much intense emotions, suffering, and sacrifice. He went through a series of events, like the Last Supper with his disciples, where he shared the Passover meal with his disciples and he washed their feet. And that was a sign of humility because he was their leader. But he decided, let me wash their feet. And that is a sign of humility. We have to be like Jesus, where when we're going through the process, we can't be high-minded. We can't think we know everything. We have to take a posture of humility. Let me say that one more time. We have to take a posture of humility. Go with me to 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he might exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Another event that Jesus went through, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And this is where he surrendered fully to God's will. But he was willing to submit to what God was calling him to do, and that was going to the cross, even in great suffering, even if he didn't understand it, like, why do I have to do this? I'm pretty sure, like, you know, Jesus had his own thoughts, and we don't want to talk about that part, but he was still human, and he had his own thoughts, and I'm pretty sure he probably felt like, these people don't even, they love me one day, and then they hate me the next day, and I got to go to the cross for them. But he submitted to God's will, even though he was going through the greatest pain of his life. No one has went through the pain that Jesus went through. And some of us, during the process, it's painful, it's hard. Like, some of you have gone in the process for the last 5 years, 4 years, 10 years. Some of you have been going in the process since you were young because you have a great calling on your life, so you're not going to have an easy life. And we can say, no, I don't want this calling. I don't want this plan that God has for me because it's so hard and it's so challenging and everyone else is just going through life having it easy. But I'm here to tell you, even through great suffering, God is with you and he's going to get you through it. Lastly, Jesus was arrested and he was sentenced to death by crucifixion. And he was beaten, he was mocked, and he had to carry his own cross so that he can live out his purpose. And that is just a sign that Jesus had to go to the cross for us. And he had to go through the process because his process was purposeful. And I'm gonna go to the last part of this message. As you guys come in, this is Singles Who Pray, our pop-up prayer. We are talking about my process is making me better. My process is making me better. And I know sometimes we just wanna complain. And I want you guys to say today to yourself, this is the last day I'm going to complain about my process because my process is making me better. So we're going to talk about the promise of the process because there's a promise that's coming after our process. Go with me to Genesis 21:1-3. The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he promised. She became pregnant. And she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. And this happened at just the time God said it would happen. And Abraham named his son Isaac. And I just love this story of Sarah and Abraham, because Sarah was a story of great faith and the fulfillment of a promise. And many of you are like, God, when is my time coming? When is God going to come through for me? And you are frustrated. You are just like, God, I need you to make this move. I need you to show me that I'm on the right track. And Sarah was old. We know that Sarah was way before the age of trying to give birth. And this is considered a miracle because of her old age. And one thing we have to maintain in the process is our faith. I believe Sarah, she did all she can. Yes, she had her doubts. Yes, she couldn't believe it, but she maintained her faith. And that was what moved God. And can you trust God when you don't know how he's going to make a way out of no way? Can you trust God when it seems like all odds is against you? Can you trust God when you're just running out of patience? Let's be real. Some of us are just like, listen, I'm over it. I don't want the promise no more because I'm just over it. But I decree and declare that today your mindset is changing. You are truly believing and trusting God for your process. When a woman becomes pregnant, she goes through months of pain, morning sickness, body changes, weight gain. We go through all of these processes. And she goes through all of this because she's about to birth something, a baby, right? And our process is similar to that. We go through significant changes because of the process. We experience some pain of, you know, just sick of waiting, pain of just like, wow, this is very like a uncomfortable place that I'm in. We gain some things. We gain some knowledge. We gain discernment. We gain greater faith. We gain a greater trust in the Lord. And along the way, we are birthing something greater than us. So I need you to say in the comments, I am birthing something great. I am birthing something great. As you come in, feel free to comment. Tell us where you're from. This is the pop-up prayer, Singles Who Pray. We are talking about the process is making me better. So I need you to write in the comments, the process is birthing something greater in me. Greater than me, excuse me. The process is birthing something greater than me. Amen. Thank you for that. The process is birthing something greater in me. As you guys come in, a special welcome to the replay viewers. I pray that this message bless you. Feel free, once the streaming has ended, feel free to go back and watch the replay. We are talking about the process is making me better. So you guys know I'm going to put my coach hat on. I am going to give you guys an assignment for this week. I want you to really sit down, take a moment during the week, and think about the 5 things that your process is teaching you. I'm gonna write that in a comment so you guys can have it. Write down the 5 things the process is teaching you. Because like I said before, the process is making you better. It's cultivating those gifts. It's shaping you into the person you're called to be. It's giving you a greater faith. Amen. So I pray that this short word bless you guys. I'm going to pray for you guys. And I'm also going to pray for the prayer request. Thank you so much for submitting your prayer requests every week. And I'm going to pray for all of the prayer requests towards the end. So let's center ourselves in prayer. I noticed that some of the prayer requests are identical. So I'm going to pray for those together. And I'm just going to pray overall for all of the prayer requests towards the end. So as you come in, this is the pop-up prayer. Singles Who Pray. Amen. I pray that this word has blessed someone. Remember that the process is making you better. The process is growing you into the person the Lord has called you to be. So let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for you waking us up this morning. There is no one like you, God. You are a holy God. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Lord, you are the author and finisher of our faith, oh God. And Lord, we just want to worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. Lord, we give our all to you on today, oh God. Lord, we confess our sins, oh God. Anything that's in us that's not like you, oh God. Lord, we repent on today, oh God. We repent for not trusting you in our process, oh God. We repent for complaining and being upset in this process, oh Lord. Lord, we give all our worries and complaints to you, oh God. We leave it at the altar on today, oh God. Lord, we just want to give you honor on today, oh God. Lord, we just want to give you praise, oh God. Lord, we just want to worship your holy name, oh God. We would not be here if it wasn't for you, oh God. Lord, we praise you for not allowing us to die in our sins, oh God. Lord, we praise you, oh God, but not letting us stay stagnant in our walk with you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for coming into the knowledge of you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for knowing you in a greater way, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you watch over us day in and day out, oh God. Lord, you know everything about us, Lord, and you still love us, oh God. Lord, you know every little thing about us that we struggle with, Lord, but you still forgive us, oh God. So for that, we want to give you glory, and for that, we want to give you praise, oh God. Lord, we just want to bless your name, oh God. We don't find it robbery to bask in your presence, oh God. We don't find it robbery to give you all the glory and all the praise, oh God. Lord, we just want to give you honor. Lord, we just want to give you praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this season, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for seeing you in a new way, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are shifting the mindsets of the singles, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the greater dedication to you, oh God. We thank you for the greater dedication to read your word, oh God, to pray like never before, oh God, to pray for others, oh God. Lord, we want to be desperate for you in this season, oh God. Lord, we want you to be the first in our life, oh God. Lord, we want to go higher in you, oh God. Lord, we are determined to experience you in another way, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the revival that is coming in the churches around the world. Lord, we thank you for the revival that is coming in the hearts, in the hearts of the singles, oh God, and those around the world, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to grow the singles in you, oh God, that they will have fulfillment in you, oh God. Lord, they will find purpose in you, oh God. They will find joy in you, oh God, that they will find peace in you, oh God. Lord, we ask right now that anything that the singles is wrestling with, oh God, we pull down any stronghold, oh God. We pull down any works of the enemy, oh God, that is working, oh God. Lord, we claim victory on today, oh God. We claim victory that anything that we are going through, that we will overcome it with you, oh God. Lord, we replace the enemy's truth that the enemy is trying to give us today. We replace your truth and your word over the enemy's word, oh God. Lord, we ask right now, oh God, there's a single that is struggling, oh God, with loneliness, oh God. We ask that you would come into the room, oh God. Bless them, oh God. We ask that you would give them joy, oh God. Give them peace, oh God. Send people to them, oh God, that will be with them, oh God, that will cover them, oh God, that will embrace them, oh God. Send them a community of believers, of sisterhood and brotherhood, that is going to pray for them, oh God, that's going to uplift them, oh God. They are not on this journey alone, oh God. They have people that are praying for them. We thank you for this community of singles who are praying for each other daily. Some of them don't even know the sisters that are praying for them. Some of them don't even know the brothers that are praying for them daily, oh God. Lord, we thank you for a greater community, oh God, that will pray for each other, oh God, that will stand in the gap for each other, oh God. We thank you for our prayer life coming to a new level in this season, oh God, in this singles life, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are shifting the atmosphere with our praise, oh God. You are shifting the atmosphere with our worship, oh God. Lord, we are going to be like Paul and Silas, oh God. When things get heavy, oh God, when things, we don't know what's going to happen, oh God, we are going to praise you. We are going to worship you. We are going to stay in a posture of prayer. We're going to stay in a posture of praise and worship. We are not going to sit on our worship even when we're going through a hard season. We are just going to take up the posture of prayer, because when we praise you, oh God, the atmosphere changes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you honor on today, oh God. Lord, we just want to give you praise, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There is no one like you, oh God. There is no one like you, oh God. We just want to be more like you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for being our peace on today. We thank you for being our joy on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I lift up the singles who are waiting for a marriage, oh God. You know the desires of their hearts, oh God. You know what they've been praying for regarding marriage, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will give them the comfort and on this single journey, oh God. Give them the guidance, oh God, as they wait for the right person, oh God. Give them discernment that they will know, that they know that this is the person that you are calling them to be with, oh God. Lord, we trust in your perfect timing in this season, oh God. We're not going to get ahead of you, oh God. We're not going to run before you, oh God. We are going to stay in your perfect timing when it comes to kingdom marriage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for how you are giving us contentment in our season of singleness, oh God. Lord, help us to use this single of singleness to grow closer to you, oh God, to focus on our assignment, oh God, to pursue our passions and goals that you have for us, oh God, to let us get ready for the season of marriage, God. We thank you for the process that you have given us in our season of singleness, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are shaping us and molding us in our season of singleness, oh God. Lord, we're not going to complain about this season, oh God. We are going to maximize our season of singleness. Lord, we thank you for those who are in the season of engagement on their way to the altar. We ask that you bless this process, oh God. We ask that you will continue to mold us and heal us as we are going to the altar, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will bless their relationship, oh God, that it will have a healthy foundation based on your love, based on your principles, based on your purpose, and based on your guidance, oh God. Lord, we pray for discernment and wisdom as we navigate these relationships that are coming into our lives, oh God. Help us to make the best decision for our future that's going to honor you, oh God, that this relationship will be our God honoring, oh God, and that it will make an impact to all those around us, oh God. We're not going to be selfish in this season, oh God. We're not going to be selfish in this season, oh God. Help us to heal from things that we don't talk about from past relationships, oh God. We ask that you will heal someone right now that has experienced any trauma or any disappointments in past relationships so that they will be fully healed. So when they enter that next relationship, God, it will be healthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we break down any obstacles that is hindering any relationships right now, oh God. Any past behaviors that is trying to creep up into the new relationship. Any past mindset that is not conducive for this relationship, oh God. We ask that you will work on us, oh God. Change our thoughts, oh God. Change our words, oh God. Lord, we are claiming pure relationships, oh God, holy relationships in this season, oh God, that will be of your will, oh God, it will be of your ways, oh God, and it will be of your faithfulness, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As you guys come in, we are praying. This is a pop-up prayer. Feel free to put your prayer requests in the comments if you missed the window of putting your prayer requests in the group. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, I'm going to pray for some of the prayer requests. Many of you have prayed for healing, so we're going to pray for healing. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for you healing those who are in need of healing, oh God. Heal them from the top of the head to the soles of the feet, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will heal every part of the body, oh God. Lord, touch their mind, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. Touch their bones, oh God. Touch their lungs. Touch their muscles, oh God. Touch their organs, Lord. Touch every cell of their body, oh God, with your healing power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, heal of any diseases such as diabetes, oh God, hypertension, oh God, lung issues, breast cancer, oh God, acid reflux, oh God, asthma, pain in the body, oh God, undiagnosed sickness, oh God. They don't know what it is, oh God, but we ask that you will heal them, oh God. They will come back to the doctor and they are healed, oh God. They will be healed from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. We ask that you will heal vitamin deficiencies, oh God, migraines, skin disease, oh God, autoimmune disease, oh God, heart issues, oh God, ongoing health issues, oh God, fibroids, female issues, oh God. We ask that you will heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will heal of mental illnesses, oh God, anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, PTSD, panic attacks, trauma, generational trauma, eating disorder, behavioral problems in children, oh God, mood disorders, oh God. Lord, you know what they are going through, oh God. We ask that you heal them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Heal their mind, oh God. Lord, the battle of the mind, oh God. Heal their mind, oh God. Lord, we even ask that you give a supernatural healing to them on a daily basis, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will bring comfort to their minds and peace to their hearts, oh God. Lord, we even pray for the family members and loved ones who are comforting those that are going through the mental illnesses, oh God. Give them the patience, oh God. Give them the understanding and the compassion to support their loved one that is going through this season of mental illness, oh God. And just illness in general, oh God. Give the family strength, oh God. The ones that are caring for their family members who are sick, give them the strength. Hallelujah. Give them the comfort on today, God. Give them the strength on today, God. Lord, heal like only you can, oh God. Lord, let your healing anointing take place in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, anoint the doctors, oh God, and medical professionals, oh God. Give them the right care for the people who are in the hospital, God. Give the doctors the wisdom and discernment as they make decisions about treatment and care, oh God. Lord, give the doctors compassion that they will care for the patients in the hospital like their own family, oh God. Give them caring doctors, oh God. Give them doctors that have the heart of you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Guide the doctor's hands and their minds as they help to bring healing to the body of those that are in the hospital, God. Lord, heal the sick and raise the dead, oh God. Lord, go into the hospital, God, and raise them up in the mighty name of Jesus. We are claiming that they are healed and they will recover. Lord, they are healed and they will recover, oh God. Lord, we praise you in advance for how they are healed, oh God. We praise you in advance for how you are still performing miracles like you did back in the days. You are performing miracles in this day, oh God. Lord, give strength to their bodies, oh God. Lord, give someone a speedy recovery, oh God. Astound the doctors, oh God. Lord, let them come back like, what happened? You are healed. We don't know how you got healed, but you are healed. And we are going to come back and testify in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know who that is for, who has a sick one in the hospital, sick loved one. Lord, believe today that they are healed. Put in the comments, my family member is healed. I am healed. Put in the comments, I am healed and my family member is healed in Jesus' name. We praise the Lord in advance for healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray for financial breakthrough. Many of you have put that in the comments for the prayer request on the prayer wall. So let's pray for financial miracle. Lord, we give you honor, we give you praise. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, we claim today natural, supernatural doors of wealth being open. Supernatural doors of wealth are being open. Lord, we thank you for making a way out of no way, oh God. Lord, we bind up any financial burdens that are on the singles, oh God. Let every need be met. Hallelujah. Let every need be met in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let them be the head and not the tail, oh God. Let them be the head and not the tail, oh God. Lord, they shall walk in abundance in this season, oh God. They shall walk in abundance in this season, oh God. Lord, give them wealth strategies, oh God. Lord, give them a financial plan, oh God. Lord, let them be good stewards in this season, that they will be good stewards over what they have so that you can give them more, oh God. Lord, give them discipline when it comes to their finances, oh God. Lord, we ask right now that you will remove any barrier or any obstacle that is hindering our financial breakthrough on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the new jobs that are coming forth for the singles, oh God. It will be what they've been praying for. It will be a place of advancement, oh God. It will be a place where they can grow, oh God. It will be a place where they can make great money, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for the new businesses that are coming forth in this season, oh God. We thank you for the witty ideas in the projects, oh God, that's going to produce abundance for the singles, oh God, and it's going to bring change to their communities, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the singles creating opportunities for others so that they can create wealth as well, oh God. Lord, we thank you for us being the lender in this season and not the borrower, oh God. Lord, we praise you in advance for you being the source of all of our needs, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the provision that is coming, oh God. We thank you for the abundance and your generosity that you're having towards us today, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you will provide all our needs when it comes to our finances, oh God. There shall be no lack in Jesus' name. There should be no lack in Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you in advance for providing every need that we have when it comes to our finances. Oh God, let someone get a job opportunity this week, oh God, that they will have favor. Let favor be upon them when they go to that job interview. Let favor be upon them when somebody comes across their application, oh God. Let them see, like, I need to hire this person because they have what it takes for this position, oh God. Give them favor if they don't even qualify for the position, because we know you will equip them to do the job, oh God. We thank you for the singles that will go back to school, oh God, so that they can get new skills, oh God, to get the dream job that they want, oh God. Give them the fortitude and the confidence to go back to school to study what you are calling them to study, oh God. They will be at the head of their class, oh God. They'll be the head in that college, oh God. We thank you for what you're going to do when it comes to financial breakthrough. And we will come back and testify in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As you guys come in, we are praying for the prayer requests. So I'm going to look in the chat. If you have a prayer request, feel free to put it in the chat if you didn't get a chance to put it in the prayer wall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I mentioned earlier, I pray for some of the requests already, because it's a lot of the same requests. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for letting go of past hurts. Lord, we ask that you would give them the fortitude to forgive in this season, oh God, that they will rise above the hurt, oh God, that they know they were hurt, oh God, but they will be able to forgive that person who hurt them, oh God. You know the situation. You know what they've been struggling with, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would put forgiveness in their heart, oh God, and a love of their heart to forgive those who have hurt them in the past, oh God. We thank you for a sudden turnaround in that area of past hurts, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for a closeness with God. We thank you for how you are drawing the singles closer to you, oh God. They want to know you on a new level, oh God. They want to be deeper in prayer, oh God. They want to have a greater dedication for you, oh God. They want to know you like never before, oh God. We ask that you will move any distraction that's hindering the singles for being closer to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for guidance and protection. Lord, we ask that you will cover them and protect them as they go through their daily lives, oh God, where they are, oh God. Continue to cover them in their homes, oh God, when they go to their job, when they just go about their business, oh God. We ask that you will cover them and protect them where they are, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for wisdom and healing and deliverance for themselves, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will give them the wisdom that they need for this season, oh God, for whatever decision that they are looking to make, oh God. We ask that you will give them the wisdom and discernment for that particular situation, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would give them deliverance, oh God. They're asking for deliverance. Lord, deliver them from every area of their lives, whatever they are struggling with, oh God, or whatever they have left at the altar, oh God. Deliver them on today, oh God. Lord, they are laying it at your feet, oh God. So Lord, deliver them on today, oh God. They ask for deliverance and healing for our friend, oh God. We ask that you would deliver and heal that person. Heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. Bring deliverance to them, oh God, if they don't know you, oh God. Lord, let this be the day, oh God, that they will ask, what do I have to do to be saved, oh God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're praying for salvation of men, oh God. Lord, we know that you are drawing men closer to you in this season. Many men are coming to know the knowledge of you, oh God. Many men want to get to know Christ on today, oh God. So we claim their souls to you, oh God, on today, oh God, that they will be saved, oh God. They will be on fire for you, oh God. The men are coming on fire for you, oh God. Hallelujah. Someone is praying for George, oh God, and Neela. Lord, you know them name by name and one by one. You know what they have before you, oh God. You know what need that they need, oh God. You know that they what they've been praying for. So Lord, do it for George and Neela in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone's praying for revival in Orlando, Florida, and Richmond, Virginia, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the revivals that is going to take place in that region, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the souls that will be saved, oh God. We thank you for those who are coming into the knowledge of Christ in those areas, oh God. We thank you for no hindrance that will come to try to hinder those revivals, oh God. We pray in advance that your glory will be revealed in the revivals that is happening all over the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone's praying for their grandmothers, Rosa and Betty. Lord, bless their grandmothers, oh God. You know what they're in need of, oh God. We pray for long life, oh God. Good health, oh God. Continue to protect them. Continue to cover the grandmothers in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for their family. Lord, bless their family, oh God. Continue to cover their family, their daughters, oh God, and their self, oh God. Continue to protect and cover their family, oh God. Lord, you know the need that they are praying for, oh God. Give them financial breakthrough, oh God. Give that family salvation, oh God. Lord, continue to bless the family union, oh God, that they'll be closer. They will be closer to you, oh God, and they will also be in unity, oh God. They will love each other, oh God. They will stay strong together, oh God. Lord, protect the children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a prayer request, feel free to put it in the chat. This is a pop-up prayer with singles who pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm just going over the prayer requests that's in the comments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone is praying for breast cancer. Lord, we ask that they were heal their cousin, oh God, that has breast cancer. We ask that you would heal them from the top of their feet, head to top of their heads, their soles of their feet, oh God. Lord, heal their breast cancer, oh God. We ask that as they go through the process of radiation, oh God, that you would just give the doctors a miracle. Give her a miracle. The doctors will be a sound, oh God, that they will see that you, the power of healing on that person, oh God. Continue to heal them, oh God, and continue to uplift them as they go through this season, oh God. Give them the strength, oh God. Give them the comfort, oh God, as they go. But give them your trust, oh God, so they believe that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for anxiety and fear and depression, oh God. Someone is going through fear of anxiety and depression, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will touch them right now, oh God. We remove any fear that they are going through, any fear of going outside, any fear of being around people, any fear of just going around other people, oh God, any anxiety that they may have when it comes to life, oh God, whatever they are worrying about, God. Lord, we ask that they would give their worries to you on today, oh God. Lord, may they cast their burdens to you, oh God. Lord, we come against any worriness, oh God, any weariness that comes from the worriness. Hallelujah, Lord. We come against the depression, oh God, that comes at night, that comes throughout the day. You don't know why you're feeling down, but the depression comes, oh God. But we rebuke the depression in the mighty name of Jesus. They will have a season of joy, oh God. They will have a season of hope, oh God, again, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you are giving them their peace, oh God. You are giving them your joy, oh God. You are giving them a breakthrough on today. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. If anyone else has a prayer request, feel free to put it in the chat. We're about to close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the process. You are making us better. We thank you for how you are making us better in this process. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you have any prayer requests, feel free to put it in the comments. If there is anyone who may be listening, you may listen on the replay or you may listen on YouTube. Hallelujah. If you don't know Christ and you want to give your life to Christ, you've been following the Singles Who Pray group or you've been following me for a while and you're like, wow, I want to know the Lord that they serve. I want you to repeat with me. You don't have to be perfect to come to Christ. I'm far from perfect, but I just submitted myself to the Lord. My imperfect self, my flaws, my failures, everything I submitted to the Lord. And don't think you have to be perfect to come to Christ. Don't think you have to look a certain way, sound a certain way. You just have to have a willing heart. Like, I need the Lord. I need this, the Lord that they've been talking about. I need the Lord that they've been praising about. I need the Lord that they've been praying to. I want to know who that is. So if that is you, I'm going to give you guys some time. If that is you, you want to know Christ. You've been stagnant, like, oh, I've been seeing all these, you know, good sermons. I've been seeing all these good stuff, but I want to know the Lord for myself. If that is you, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I confess my sins and ask for your forgiveness. Please cleanse me from my sins and create a new heart and a new me. I believe that you love me, and I believe in all my heart who you are. So please, Lord, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take full control of my life and help me to walk in your footsteps daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and answering my prayer. Hallelujah. If that is you, welcome to the family of Christ. We are so happy that you decided to give your life to Christ. If you want prayer, if you need a church, I know many churches far, near, online that I can connect you with. Feel free to connect with Singles Who Pray. And we love you, and we are so excited that you gave your life to Christ. So I just want to say thank you, everyone who tuned in today. It's early, but you guys decided to tune into this prayer. And special thank you to all those who will be listening on the replay, who is listening on YouTube, and also who will listen on the podcast. I pray that you guys have a blessed Saturday. Thank you again for tuning in. God bless. Have a great Saturday.